you're comfortable doing it, to close your outer eyes, relax in your seat, and just become aware of your own breathing for a few seconds. Now take a deep, purposeful breath, hold it, and then just release. Another deep breath, breathing into the peace in the inner sanctuary of your own soul. A pause, and then gently but completely releasing the breath. And as your breath returns to its regular pattern, just become still and relaxed and open. Say to yourself, peace be still, peace be still, and know that you are a blessed expression of the divine. You are peace, you are love, you are joy. So in this state of consciousness, I invite you to bring into your mind's eye a problem that you might be having at this moment. Maybe it's a solution you are seeking. Maybe it's a pain or disappointment that you are currently facing, a physical healing you want to manifest, or a relationship that you would like to heal. What you bring into this meditation might be a minor aggravation or a major life challenge. Just let your situation come to mind and be ready to see it through the 8 pillars of joy. So first, perspective. See yourself and your situation from a wider perspective. Imagine stepping back from yourself and the problem. See yourself and your struggle as if you are watching a movie of your life. Now think about the situation projected into the future, a year from now, a decade from now, and see how your problem begins to shrink when you do it and view it from a wider context of your life. Do that for a few seconds. And now humility. See yourself as one, just one, of 7 billion people on this planet, and see your problem as part of the pain and suffering that so many humans experience. Feel how connected we are with one another. Your connection helps you align with the strength and wisdom within you and helps you feel more capable of solving your problem. Let yourself feel love and appreciation for all those who have contributed to who you are and all those who are willing to support you right here, right now. Do that now. Next, humor. Smile and see if you can chuckle at your problem and even chuckle at your perceived shortcomings. Try to find the humor in your struggle. Even if it's a grave or serious situation, there's often some humor to be found. The human drama is often a comedy, and laughter is the saving grace. In the quiet of your soul, bring humor into the picture now. Next, acceptance. Accept that you are struggling and in your human skins there might be limitations. Just for this sacred moment, release attachment to the outcome of your situation. Accept life for a moment in all its pain, imperfections, and beauty. And just know above all that that which is within you is greater than that which is in the world. And now forgiveness. If you're comfortable, place your hand on your heart and forgive yourself for any part that you may have played in creating this problem or situation. Know In the depths of your soul, there is nothing you could ever do or leave undone to separate you from divine love. You are love. If you have been hurt by another, forgive them and release the resentment. Just let it go. And next, gratitude. In the problem you are facing right now, bring to your mind's eye three or more people or things for whom or for which you are grateful in this problem. Is this situation actually somehow contributing to your life and your growth? Are there people or things that are supporting you in this challenge right now? If so, feel the gratitude. And next, compassion. Put your hand on your heart once again, or place the palms of your hands together at your heart, and have compassion for yourself and for your own struggling. Frustrations are part of the fabric of life. The goal is to look for the good. Ask yourself, how can I use this situation to be the love I am? Feel the light of loving kindness shining from your heart throughout your entire body. Now send that compassion out to your loved ones, to anyone with whom you are struggling, and out into the world to all who are in need of love and compassion. And finally, generosity. Feel the deep generosity that is in your heart. Imagine yourself radiating this generosity of the Spirit to all around you. How can you give your gifts? How can you transform your problem into an opportunity to give and serve others? Remember, when we give joy to others, we experience true joy ourselves. And now, as we come together as a greater church community, remember that Archbishop Tutu uses a beautiful phrase to describe a way of being in the world. He says, we become an oasis of peace, a pool of serenity that ripples out to all those we know and don't know. So in this spiritual community and out into the world, may we be that for one another, an oasis of peace. And may we know that our greatest joy is lived in deep, loving, and generous relationships with one another. And for this, we are so grateful. And we just end this time of prayer and meditation by joyously and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.